بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ففروا إلى الله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Dhariyat in the 27th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, in simple meaning, and run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassireen, ulama and mashayikh have explained that a person should run away from kufr, disbelief, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verses preceding this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how powerful He has built the sky. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِي وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. And Allah has spoken about how beautifully He has built the earth. So the earth is laid out for us. It's like a carpet for us to traverse on. And the sky, the seven firmaments, absolutely strong. Allah says, we built it with strength, with power. So Allah talks about the things that He has created in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should flee towards Allah, run towards Allah. Running away from anything besides Allah. Mufassirin say, to run away from ghayrullah towards Allah. That's our object. We are going to move away from everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those things that are distracting us, enticing us, attracting us, pulling us away from Allah, which we term as ghayrullah. We're going to run away from those things, kufr, shirk, nifaq, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards understanding the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are going to run away from all ma'asi, all disobedience, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila ta'atillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to go away from the disobedience and flee from that towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to run and escape from dhunub, from sins, towards making tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to escape from all those things that are putting us towards shaitan and the ita'at of shaitan towards the ita'at and ta'at of Rahman. So we're going to move away from shaitan towards Rahman. And in this running towards Allah, this fleeing towards Allah, as the Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned, bil ashwaq, running towards Allah with love, with longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to inculcate in ourselves, that going towards the obedience of Allah, going towards the zikr of Allah from a life of ghaflat, moving away from kufr towards iman, moving away from obeying shaitan towards obeying Rahman, Allah, moving away from all temptations towards obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this fleeing, this escape should be an enjoyable one. It brings pleasure into a person. As the Ali Arif Billah, as the Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned in his explanation and commentary of one of the couplets of Mastawi Sharif, he says that like a child who escaped from the enemy and he runs towards his father, so the first time when he escapes from the enemy, so he is now directing his escape towards his father. This gives him some hope, some type of comfort, some type of solace, some type of happiness, some type of enjoyment. He has come out of the clutches of his enemy. He has managed to escape from them. So it gives him some hope, some happiness. He's out of the clutches of his enemy. So this is the first pleasure he will derive. And the second pleasure, when he embraces his father, when he is in the lap of his father. He says, just like that, when a person now flees and escapes from all the disobedience, ma'asi, dhunub, and evil temptations. The moment the person escapes from the clutches of these things, he gains some pleasure. This is the first pleasure he will get. And then when he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a second pleasure he will get. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse, that escape from kufr towards the tawheed of Allah, from all type of sins and attractions, the temptation will be so strong. And the nafs will prompt you, and the nafs will prod you, and the nafs will say, just once more. Just take the drug one more time. Just cast evil glances just one more time. Make zina one more time. Just WhatsApp that woman one more time. Just one more call. That is what we need to do now. Move away from there immediately. It must be a firar. Firar means we're going to run, escape from there. Get yourself out of the clutches of the temptation at that time. No matter how heavy the temptation may be. Because you are fleeing to who? Towards the most powerful Allah. That is what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did when Zulaykha was chasing him. And he knew that she had locked every single door of those chambers. And he was absolutely trapped. There was no escape. But at that time, what did he say? Qala, ma'ad Allah. I seek the protection of Allah. This is what he did. He did firar ila Allah. That running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to run away from all those temptations and evils that are pulling us towards different types of fitna and fasad and haram pleasures. And we should move now towards the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there lies not just one pleasure, two pleasures. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah says that it is not just like the Eid that you and I enjoy. On the Eid day we have sweetmeats and different delicacies. It is far more enjoyable than the Eid that we enjoy in this world. And that is what the mashayikh, the ahlullah enjoy. That love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That enjoyment of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, when we are reading, doing the ibadahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgive us. It's like a burden. If we wake up for Fajr is so early now. Isha is so late. I've got to go here, go there, and I've read this, and read that wazifa, and tilawat, and zikr, and this program. All these things becomes burdensome when we haven't escaped from the pleasures, the haram pleasures of this world. And we really escape, and we run away, and we move towards the ita'at of Allah. Then we'll gain that pleasure, which we'll find such enjoyment in, when we read the Quran, when we take the name of Allah, when we read salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we make sajda, when we make dua, whatever ibadat we make, we will gain some different type of pleasure, like how the child escaped from the enemy. The first moment he escaped, he gained some type of enjoyment, and finally when he was in the lap of his father, that was a different type of pleasure he enjoyed. May Allah give all of us tawfiq of understanding and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isadul Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناكم معافرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله help us to escape from all evil my Allah towards your rahmat my Allah help us to run away from dhunub and sins towards making tawbah my Allah يا الله help us to move away from obeying shaitan towards your obedience, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single major sin we committed, every single minor sin we committed, may Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we may have committed those gunas, locally or abroad, may Allah. Whether we read it in the colleges or at homes or in the universities or madrasas, may Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, you are always watching us, may Allah. You are Sami' and Basir, may Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, may Allah. If you wish, Ya Allah, you could have punished us immediately, my Allah, but you are ghafara dhunub satar al-uyub. You concealed those sins from us, my Allah, from the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, you concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, to pardon us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive all those brothers and sisters who have raised their hands, my Allah. Forgive our families, my Allah. Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to turn towards you, my Allah. Allah, help us to turn towards you, my Allah. Make us become neg bandas now, my Allah. Allah, make us become pious now, my Allah. Make us become righteous, my Allah. Make us from the salihin, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us from the mu'mineen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make a shukr to you, ya Allah, you give us iman. Do not take away this iman from us, my Allah. You made us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for this ni'mat also, my Allah. For every single ni'mat, beshumar ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ni'mats that we know of and we have forgotten even, my Allah. Ni'mats we don't even know about, my Allah. But you gave us those bounties, my Allah. We have taken so many of those bounties for granted, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allah, increase us in all those bounties, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Allah, make your sustenance pour from the heavens upon us, my Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many requested, Ya Allah. So many have been diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. So many undergoing operations, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, so many are in ICU, my Allah. Grant all of them kamil shifa. Shifa-e kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. Family, friends, mashayikh, my Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Allah, protect all of us from all type of bala, afat and musibat, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasirin, zulm of the zalimin, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat. Allah, grant all of us afiyat. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, maut in Madina Sharif, burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have today, my Allah. Our brothers have raised their hands here in the masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever worries we have, sorrows, grief, hardship, depression, problems, my Allah. Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Ya Allah, grant us the taqwa, my Allah. And create that makhraj for us, my Allah, from all of our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, all good works of deen, da'wat, tabligh, accept it, my Allah. Tazkiyah, ta'aleem, madaris, makatib, hifz classes, different organizations, ya Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.